This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Wednesday, February 5th. I'm Megan Lynch. One person is dead, two others seriously injured after a wrong-way crash.
It happened at 12:05 overnight in the South County area. The Missouri State Highway Patrol says a half-ton pickup truck registered from Texas was going the wrong way on the ramp from southbound 270 onto 55. The truck smashed into a sedan head-on, seriously injuring a 19-year-old man from St. Louis. A 31-year-old man driving the truck from Austin, Texas, he made it to the hospital but died less than an hour after the crash. And the passenger of his from Houston was seriously injured. Report says the man who died was wearing his seatbelt at the time of the crash. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Belleville police say they're grateful for the community members who came forward and helped them identify suspects in the shooting death of 16-year-old Derica Washington. They arrested two adults in the city of St. Louis, one local juvenile, for Monday evening's crime. Charges are pending. Investigators say they believe the fatal shooting resulted from a marijuana and gun transaction. The St. Louis Board of Aldermen will continue its negotiations over how to spend Rams settlement funds next session.
Alderwoman Alicia Sonye says she had enough votes to allocate the money before amendments made in committee crushed the compromise. Despite the board not finding consensus around any of the proposals in front of them, Alderwoman Sonye says the agreement to step back and keep talking was a positive development.
It is most important that we are able to assure the folks at home that your leaders care about you, that we're centering you, and even though other bodies may not have the ability to work together in your interest, we do.
A last-ditch effort to pass a $40 million allocation for the water division sank when it was tied to $100 million for North City. Sonye defended her and other aldermen, taking a selfie afterwards to celebrate standing up for North City, calling criticisms racially tone-deaf.
I was excited to sit next to and stand next to every black member of this board and for us to take a selfie because we do all agree that it's important that we invest into disinvested communities. And today you saw us be able to identify that that's something that we all agree and share on.
Sean Malone, KMOX News.
St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones issued a statement on Tuesday's Board of Aldermen session. It reads in part, quote, "When cooler heads prevail, my hope is that the Board of Aldermen will bring a bill to my desk that directs these historic funds to benefit all of St. Louis in ways that our residents can see and feel. Until then, these funds will continue to grow."
I'm Michael Calhoun, a prominent prosecutor in the U.S. Attorney's Office, Eastern District of Missouri, was in the gallery monitoring the aldermanic debate on how to dole out hundreds of millions of dollars from that Rams settlement. Hal Goldsmith told reporters he was there, he said, because he was bored. The assistant U.S. attorney was behind the cases that put a St. Louis County executive, two state reps, a congressional candidate, three St. Louis aldermen, among others, in federal prison.
The current federal freeze leaves a local school district on the hook to an electrical contractor for nearly $1 million and with more than 20 new school buses under contract but unable to be paid for. Rittenour Superintendent Chris Kilbride says the bus grant for almost $10 million was in a now locked federally controlled bank account. He tells KMOX they felt they might get access again. However,
we felt pretty good then based on the action of the two federal judges that freeze was determined to be inappropriate and unlawful. So then we assumed that the money, we would be able to access the grant funds that we received last year. But we were surprised when we went in and we saw that we still could not access the funds.
Hear more from Kilbride later this morning on Total Information AM at 9:50. Ryan Pierce with St. Louis County Operations appeared before St. Louis County Committee of the Whole to answer questions about snow removal response during last month's storm. He said in addition to not treating the roads and subdivisions adequately, low and inexperienced staffing levels also played a role. Pierce added, normally there are 185 drivers, but they're currently 40 short.
That number fluctuates quite a bit from week to week because we are constantly, we do hire. We don't get the same interest that we used to years ago. And we lose people, too, at the same time. So it's kind of like a revolving door.
The council wants improvements to the hiring practices, but realizes that pay is an issue. From the KMOX business desk, an iconic sandwich shop is closing.
I'm Beth Coughlin in South St. Louis, right outside Mom's Deli on Jameson, where people are stopping by at 8 in the morning to pick up sandwiches for lunch later today. And there's a big handwritten sign in the front window that says after 47 years, they will not be renewing their lease at this building. The last day here will be February 23rd.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.